31st, 2022. You're tuned into the Big Vito Brand, the Big V Mafia here at twitch.tv and over on YouTube. My name is Dr. Jargo, PhD, and I'm joined alongside my man. We like to call him the Cleaver, ladies and gentlemen. The Cleaver! Andrew, what's going on, my dude? What's happening?
Oh, man. It's busy, busy, busy. I get married in 3 weeks. My life is chaos right now. So, you know, I'm happy to be here, though.
Did you get an invite to the wedding? I didn't get an invite to the wedding. Did you get an invite?
No, but since Colin mentioned that he's getting married in 3 weeks, we're going to have a little training session right now. All right, Colin. All right. This is where we're going to start the show off. Since Colin says, you know, he didn't say his future wife because we don't know if she's really going to walk down the aisle.
You never can always sometimes tell, is what I was once told.
You know, Colin, she could have some, you know, something in reserve, feel funny at the last minute. Her father can come out of the woodwork and say, hey, you want to marry this guy? We don't have to do this. We can kick him out and enjoy the wedding. I paid for it. You know what I mean? Stuff, something along those lines. You know what I mean? But young Colin, when you get married, okay, and this is something I tell all the young bucks out there, all the young lads, all the young want to be strong Italian husbands, you know what I mean? You gotta have a just-in-case fund. Colin, do you know what a just-in-case fund is?
Yeah, a case of emergencies, a case, you know, I have one of those already.
Colin.
What?
You have mistaken again. A just-in-case fund means just in case you got to get the fuck out of your house because your wife kicks you out, you have $2,000 for the plan, you have first and last month's rent, and you have money for a mattress.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right? Noted.
Noted. Now, the other sponsorship that we are doing today, Gumad's Over Strong all night long, the Big Vito Gumad Training Center. Now, Colin, being that you're going into a marriage, do you know about the Gumad lifestyle?
I actually do not. So this would be a great time for a training session.
Now, Colin, I noticed that you're not Italian. You know,
part.
You are part.
Yeah, my mother's maiden name's Bernardo.
Then you qualify. See, you qualify for scholarships and everything. Right? Jargo, this is working out great. I can't believe it.
This is great advice. I'm so happy that we did this today.
All right. So now, Colin, when you're married, things get a little old, like after the first 2 weeks. And, you know, maybe you fall out of love after the first week and a half. Then you say, you know, maybe this wasn't for me. What do I got to do? You go back to the nightclubs and you find yourself a gumad. What is a gumad, you say? You ever see the movie Moonstruck, there, young Colin?
I believe I have.
And remember when Cosmo, that's my street name, and plus have a street name. Never use your real name. It's a street name. Now, on the streets, on Thursday nights, I'm known as the Cos, all right? Okay. So when I go to clubs, hey, Cos, what's going on? What's going on? You get the peace out. People look, are you just the Cos, right? So always have a little honey. He'd like, you know, she shares Thursday nights with you, you know what I mean? And, you know, you have your intimate moments where you just have that, you know, expression of life, that release. You know, all your aches and pains go away. Why? Because you have a gumad. You know what I mean? It's the side chick who never bothers you. She doesn't get involved in your marriage. She knows her role. She's not looking to marry. She just wants a part of you. All right, Colin? Plus, with the scholarship foundation that I'm promoting right now, and for all the young gumads who want to get in training, you can go on the list, okay, to help out the graduates from the Big Vito Gumad University to be a gumad.
Well, there you go.
All right, Colin. So, like, you have things in place now. You got some very valuable information. Gumads Over Strong all night long. Now, guys, we have some other great insight to go. Hey, guys, let me ask you a question. Do you think Brock Lesnar's run as a dominant force in the wrestling business has come to an end? Jargo, I'm going to go with you.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean,
The way that I would judge this is professional wrestling is supposed to be simulated combat, right?
Right.
Is there anybody on the WWE roster that you legitimately think right now could beat Roman, or other than Roman Reigns, I guess I should say, could beat Brock Lesnar in a fight?
No.
I don't think there's anybody on that roster that could beat Brock Lesnar in a fight. Cleaver, do you think there's anybody that could beat Brock Lesnar in a fight?
On the current roster, physically, no. Like then, that dude, no, the dude
this
is
run
a
is
different,
not over then.
He's a different type of specimen. He's a money attractor. He is, you know, he's the physically biggest guy that WWE and shit, AEW even has to offer. You know what I mean? So you don't have a beast like that besides him.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Now, guys, the speculation of Braun Strowman coming back. Now, we touched on this at a couple other shows. I mean, does he fit in what they're doing today? Colin, does Braun Strowman fit in what today's WWE is looking like?
No, especially after all the crap he talked online with his control your narrative and this, that, and the other. Like, absolutely not. I think it would be extremely awkward to see him back in WWE.
Jago?
I go the other way a little bit. And I go the other way a little bit in the respect that Braun Strowman's what, like 6'10", 275 pounds? There's always room for a guy like that. I mean, regardless of where you put him on the card, there's always room for a guy like that. But Braun Strowman is a perfect example. You look at this dude and you're just like, wow, he could beat anybody in a fight until Brock Lesnar hits the guy in the jaw once and you see his knees start wobbling. Like, I can't even buy Braun Strowman against Brock Lesnar in a fight. Like, and that's all the more reason why Brock Lesnar, as far as I'm concerned, Brock Lesnar should have been champion for the last 15 years. That'd I mean, if awesome. You really want to make money, if you want a dominant champion, that's what they should have done with Brock Lesnar.
Okay, fair enough. Now, did you guys happen to see the pull apart with Matt Riddle?
Yes.
Rollins. Legit or no legit?
Well, I mean, I might have thought it was legit until the referee showed up to separate them. I mean, hanging out in the parking lot, guys in referee suits go running out there, and that's who breaks up the fight. Ruined the whole thing for me.
Yeah, if it, like Jargo said, yeah, if it was like a plainclothes breakup, I feel, you know, or pull apart, whatever, I feel would be a little bit more to it. But then that promo they had, though, I don't know, like bringing the real life stuff in, we have, you know, they normally try to keep that out. I mean, we didn't even get notice of Jimmy's DUI on screen, but we get Riddle's divorce. You know,
it was pretty strong what Rollins said. He said the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like mince words. He said the truth. You know, Riddle has spoken about his family. Guys, I wish they would have had some hand-to-hand combat, something where they were throwing blows, something where they were kicking and pulling, you know, ripped shirts, something. But it just, that's what I give on that.
I don't know. Riddle being a former MMA fighter and, you know, holding a record of most strikes hitting in one match for a long, long time. He has that realistic threat of, you know, hey, if I really do haul off, you know what I mean?
Because CM Punk is an MMA fighter.
Yeah, no, but
Ashley is an MMA fighter.
He got every time that dude is in Cleveland, he gets slapped around. Like, every single time. So he has no business being in Cleveland again. It's just bad news bears for him. But no, Riddle is a legitimate badass in my opinion. And if this was real and they really did start throwing blows, I really feel Rollins would be in a lot of trouble.
All right. So we have Braun Strowman.
Wait, Vito, let me jump in here real quick because there's something that occurred to me.
Go ahead.
I've been seeing a lot online of people saying that, you know, Triple H is catering to the IWC. He's catering to the internet marks and nobody cares about the wrestling stuff. If there was ever an example to me of Triple H catering to the internet wrestling community, it was this promo. How many people watching Monday Night Raw even had any idea Matt Riddle was married, let alone divorced, let alone a terrible divorce that got drug out in a public forum known as Twitter? Right. Like, to me, that more so than all the wrestling we've been seeing on the shows was catering to the internet wrestling community.
Now, internet wrestling community, if you've been on Twitter, did you see his Twitter lately that Miss Noel had pointed out to me? And it was disgusting. His tweets with that chick.
Who, Riddles?
Yeah. Miss Noel in the back, can you put that on for the guys? You have it, you know, that back and forth. He was with some chick talking about some stuff, and somehow the message got online, and it was on Twitter.
That does not surprise me. There's a lot of things about Matt Riddle that I don't necessarily like about as a human being, and I'm not sure if you're trying to keep him babyface, bringing that stuff to TV is the best idea.
I think he's heel 100% after the marriage stuff. How could you like the guy cheer for him? How could you even, you know, fathom a family of four going to an arena and cheering for Matt Riddle after the way he treated his wife and his children?
WWE, AEW to a certain extent, has a real issue creating baby faces in a modern context. In the WWE world, I've always blamed that on the people that run the company that are just awful people and they have no idea what a baby face is to begin with. But this is a really, really great example. Like, if you're trying to turn Matt Riddle heel, cool, go ahead and go with this. But otherwise, I just think this is a terrible idea.
So what the word is that it was a message about Matt Riddle wanted to do coke, Molly, and share some D with his girl. And it got out.
So if I'm Hunter, I drug test him. I mean, that's pretty much it. Right? Other than that, I don't really care.
That disgusting, disgusting. The other thing I've been watching lately, guys, I don't know if you guys keep up with it, because if you're up late nights like I am sometimes, do you guys go over to AEW Botches?
No.
I see some retweets and stuff here and there, but I don't like adamantly go to their page.
I go on the page, right, at night, and I go on there, and I'll start tagging you guys on Twitter, because I tag. And the stuff I see that they let go on TV is mind-boggling.
Is this on TV or is this on Elevation? Is this on Dark? Is this on the YouTube show that nobody watches?
It doesn't matter what kind of form it's on. It's your product. It's the AEW product. Did you ever see on Superstars or All Star or Saturday Night Main Event? You ever see Vince McMahon put garbage like that on his shows?
Did you ever watch 205 Live?
205 Live with Enzo? I thought it was the best show.
I'm just saying.
For his brief run, he was there because he got.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, when we're talking the botches, NXT 2.0 is full of them. NXT UK, when I was watching that, was full of them. 205 Live, not so much when you get to the main roster. They keep the main roster pretty damn on the level, but I've seen some pretty bad WWE botches too.
No, there are. So, like, Collins, check this out. Like, from what I'm getting from the back is a lot of the botches are from Dark.
Okay.
AEW Dark. Okay.
Makes sense.
So do you watch that, Colin? Do you watch the AEW products?
I watched Dynamite occasionally. Friday nights I work late, so I don't catch Rampage or SmackDown. And then I don't have time to watch a YouTube wrestling show. If I wanted to care about it, like, it would be on TV, like national TV. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not a huge AEW fan as it is, but yeah, no. Only if there's certain people from the Cleveland area that I like from our independent league AIW here,
right?
Like, you know, Matt Justice or Wes Barkley, who was just on last night's, actually. You know what I mean? Because they were just in Cleveland. But no, I don't.
All right. Now, when you and Jogger, do you guys commence off air and do you guys compare notes and do anything together as far as talk wrestling?
No, we talk drums more than we talk wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you guys talk drums, talk on a personal level, you know? Okay, I just wanted to know where your wrestling was at together.
Well, we have the no DQ chat we're in when two different ones of those, so we do interact on it. But no, like personal life, it's normally
music. Okay, that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting. So you do interact on the no DQ chat, right? Yeah. So yeah, now the no DQ chat, right? What's the hot subject that's going on in there? Because I know I try to pick up with Aaron, and Aaron usually comes up with some good stuff every now and then. What is the hot rumor of the day coming out of no DQ?
Well, I think the hot thing right now, it's not even really a rumor, right? I mean, you've got Clash at the Castle on Saturday. You've got All Out coming up on Sunday. Like the creative product, what's actually happening on screen for at least a week is more entertaining than what's going on backstage. As far as like the rumor mill goes, I guess right now it's mostly Sasha Banks and Naomi. And are they or aren't they on their way back to WWE?
Colin, what do you think? You think they got rehired?
I think they did, because weren't they added back to the active roster on their website? Because they were gone from there for a while.
See, I heard it was on the internal roster. I don't know if they've made anything on the public roster yet.
Well, still, like, they weren't even there. You know what I mean? Right. They were just gone. So I feel that has something to do. Will we see it Saturday night? I don't know, since there's no women's tag match. Or besides the six women, but I think they do come back. I really think they do, especially now with Hunter in charge more than anything.
And what about the Bray Wyatt rumor coming around that Wyatt is back in the fold?
You know, I would love to see it, but like I said, back when we did the video for the No DQ review, when we talked about CM Punk coming back, I'll believe it when I see it, and when I see it, I'll have my opinion on it. I'm not going to sit here and speculate and, you know, fantasy book in my head, because there is that good chance he might not come back too. It's one of those, I'll believe it when I see it.
Jago, what are your thoughts on Bray Wyatt?
I think it's the wrong move for Bray Wyatt, personally. I think he should go make movies. But that's just kind of my feel of the Bray Wyatt creative juices. My issue with Bray Wyatt is I think he is so creative, and he has such a creative mind, and his stories are so deep that it doesn't work for professional wrestling. Like, I think the Fiend character is really, really cool. I don't think it works inside of a pro wrestling context. I still think like cult leader Bray Wyatt was my favorite Bray Wyatt, but it sounds like they want to bring back the Fiend just because of the merchandise sales that go along with the Fiend. I've never liked it because I don't feel like it fits inside of pro wrestling.
Now, that's what I wanted to touch on, exactly what you just said. The Wyatt reunion, Bray Wyatt, Eric Rowan, and Strowman going against Roman Reigns, the Usos.
Does it work without Luke Harper? I mean, I guess that would be my initial question.
Yes. Go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead.
It. I don't know, man. You can't, like, the initial Wyatt family was Rowan, Harper, and Wyatt, and then how long later did they add Strowman? And Strowman still wasn't, he was the black sheep, but he was super out of shape. And, you know, green is this cup. And, you know, like, it didn't work for me at first. And when, honestly, I became a fan of Strowman after he left the Wyatt family. So, Eric Rowan, I'd love to see back in WWE, though, alongside of Bray Wyatt. And if anything, if they don't bring Strowman back, maybe you can repackage T-Bar, Dominik Dijakovic, whatever you want. He's a big man. He can work. He could be that additive to not replace Luke Harper, because you can never replace Luke Harper, but just to be that third person.
But I just feel like Luke Harper added so much to that act. He was the personality acting in the background behind Bray Wyatt, with the crazy eyes and just that monstrous presence, you know, the wife beater that he hadn't washed in like 6 years. Like, it added a lot to the act.
It really did. It really did. I will agree with you 110%.
But guys, you do have a replacement for Luke Harper. Not that you can replace him, but you have Alexa Bliss. You put Alexa Bliss with Bray Wyatt, Eric Rowan, and Strowman. That's a good foursome. And out from the, here's the three of them sitting there, and out from the bottom of the crypt, where they're doing hot dogs, out comes Alexa Bliss through the flames.
I mean, I could get down with Alexa Bliss being Sister Abigail.
I did like the Bray Wyatt and Alexa Harrison, and then remember we have history between Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss from years past, the mixed tag team,
mixed match,
Team Little Big, and all that stuff. So it could work. I do like that, Vito. I mean, I don't hate it.
I
just haven't played it all out up here yet. But yeah,
now there is somebody from the Hami Media in here who declares that they have a wife beater, a beard, and is ready to go.
So do I. I'm 6'4", 215 pounds. I have wife beaters and a nice big beard. I mean, I'm ready. Whatever.
Yeah, but wait a second. All right, are you going on the Matt Riddle train? Wife beaters getting married. What the hell's wrong with you, Colin? You're supposed to be.
It's an undershirt. Oh. Whatever.
All right. We cleared that
undershirt.
Up. We cleared
it's an undershirt.
It up. We don't want controversy and millions of people who watch this show to get any difficult ideas here with the cleave. Guys, you have John Moxley as champion at AEW. Does he move the needle and bring everything to fruition, or do they put the title back on Jericho?
Well, I don't think they're putting the title back on Jericho anytime in the immediate future. I mean, they just had Moxley beat him for the interim championship. So I don't think they're going that direction. But I don't think Moxley moves the needle either.
Okay.
I think, honestly, at the end of this pay-per-view, if MJF doesn't show up and be the next contender for that championship, because who else do you have to put up against Moxley that's credible enough on the AEW roster right now? You don't. Moxley as champion, I like John Moxley. I do. You know, I do like the group he's in with Danielson and Regal, because I love William Regal. He is a mind like no other, and mad respect for him. But Moxley is champ. I mean, Punk's not around, and he wasn't really around to be a good champion because he got hurt right away. So...
are you ruling out Punk walking out with the title on Sunday?
I'm not ruling it out, but I don't want to see John Moxley versus CM Punk again. You know what I mean? It didn't do it for me. Like, that was in Cleveland. I could have spent $80 and went and bought a ticket and had a good seat. And I was like, no, I'm good. Like,
all right. So, like, from the chat we have from Hami Media, we have Rusev and Wardlow need to be the new top dogs. Guys,
Wardlow's great.
Wardlow's good. He's inexperienced. He needs to rub.
Wardlow cut his own balls off when he said that he didn't want to go after the AEW championship. He was content with going after the TNT championship. And ever since then, it just killed Wardlow. You can't be doing that. If you're going to go out and be a badass, and you go out and be a badass, you don't settle for being second place.
No, I'm telling you. And then William Regal's son debuted at NXT. What were your thoughts on William Regal's son debuting for the opposition?
Charlie Dempsey, good for him. He looks just like his father.
Does the WWE go back to the old ways and bury somebody who left the company?
I don't think Hunter is going to show that disrespect to William Regal, because remember, Regal didn't leave. He was let go.
I was trying to think. It's a little bit different when you're fired versus
he was
you
fired.
Leave.
He wasn't like, you know, F you guys, I'm out. He was let go. And then months later, they hired his son, a part of NXT UK. So, and they have obviously seen something in him to bring him over from NXT UK and make him a now known face on the NXT product here going forward.
It would not surprise me. I don't know what William Regal's contract situation is with AEW, how long that deal is. I would not be even a little bit shocked that the second that is up, if Hunter is still in charge, that Regal goes back to WWE. Hunter and Regal are very, very close. Regal was Hunter's top talent scout for years. It just seems logical to me that at some point, William Regal will be front office at WWE.
Now, is that because that possibilities of William Regal and Triple H being friends, and you always have a stooge somewhere, do you think that Steven Regal is the stooge for Triple H to bring his the WWE back to the promised land?
I don't think so.
No. I don't see – I mean, I don't obviously know Regal as a person, but from what I've gathered as a fan for the last, you know, 30 years, I don't see him having just the honor. You know, it's an honor code that he probably lives by, I'm sure. You know?
I mean, I've always gotten the impression that Regal truly is a man.
A stand-up man, yeah.
You know, but, I mean, Vito, I'm sure you have some amazing William Regal stories, right? Like, has he ever come across as that way to you? Because I've never gotten that impression of him.
No.
In-ring and handling his business personally as a gentleman, all aces across the board. What you talk about on your personal time with your buddies, you really don't know. So that's why I said personal time is personal time, business is business. And how you carry yourself out in the business world is how the people see you. Like Bin Hameen, you know, he does a lot of great stuff with Hameen Media, and he comes across with the slap and a lot of different antics and a lot of different things. And he's with the Russo brand. He does a lot of things. So you look at his persona and you say, okay, there's a great mind. He's innovative. He could be here, be there, be the other place, right? Then when you look at what you do, Jargo, and you're more Japanese stuff, you know, Colin, you know, likes to hang with the no DQ guys, right? And then you have myself, like I got asked to come on a podcast. They say, hey, why don't you come for part two? You can bash people, talk all this stuff. And one thing that I don't do, I never bash. And you guys can pretty much, and the people in the chat, I don't bash anybody. It's not my thing. You know what I mean? If I have something to say to you, I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to wait to see you in person. And I'm going to talk to you man to man. The bashing and doing that on thing, you know, that's just I just can't do it. It's just not me.
Well, I mean, I've never spoken to Regal, but I've spoken to many people that do know William Regal, and he strikes me as the kind of guy that would be like, you know, this specific talent, I think you're better off in AEW. I think this specific talent, you would be better off in WWE. I feel like Regal has a good enough mind for the business that he can look at somebody and their skill set and say, you need to be here if you're going to make the best out of your career. Or you need to be over here. He strikes me as the kind of guy that would be very, very straight up about that. I've never heard anything otherwise about William Regal.
No, Colin, what do you think? I mean, if you had some young guns coming up in training that wanted to join the forum down in ODQ to get their feet wet, what would you tell the young guys of today coming in, being that you are an experienced guy, you know, hanging with podcasters now? And now you're here with me and Jargo and doing this. Not that this is the top level podcast of all time, but it is like something of a different form for you because you're with a former pro, right? So what would you say to all the different guys coming up, and how would you tell them to handle their business?
Don't get too cocky. Take notes. You know, do your research big time. You know what I mean? Know your stuff if you're going to go, you know, you don't want to look like an ass at the end of the day, basically. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just try to have a decent setup. You know what I mean? Like, my basement is kind of under construction, hence why I have the little background right now. But
I hear you.
You know.
So. Yeah, but you see, but here's, that's the perfect thing you just said. Have a decent setup, right? So you have your space saver there, right? And you got a nice background. Jargo, I understand you're in stuff, but at least it's something we're looking at. It could be a design, could be a house, but it's something different. It's not, you know, nothing elaborate yet, right? Mm-hmm. For me, when I first started, we were in a room, you know, now we have Disney in the back, we have the picture, you have lights, you have all the stuff, right? And the one guy who I wound up becoming friends with and, you know, actually like to give a hard time to, you know, it's my friend Jeff Meacham. When he used to sit on the side, sit in the closet and do all that stuff. And I used to get on him and I said, guys, you gotta have a background. You gotta be professional. I used to Aaron and Virtue the same thing. He says, you're gonna have this guy on your product. Presentation is the key. You know, that's how people look at you. You know, On that note, guys, two more things and we're out of here. We don't bash anybody here at the Big Vito Ram. You know, Gumadzo was strong all night long, our saying here. But a friend of mine had a relapse. His name is Buff Bagwell. And that guy has had a tough time. He gets an A for effort trying. He changed his life, moved to Dallas Page's house. He had a relapse from what I just read. I sent him a message. Guys, when you look at guys who have these problems, okay, your immediate reaction to say A, C, D, E, F, G, or is it feel bad for the guy because he can't get his life straight? Jarro, I'm going to start with you.
Depends on the talent. It really depends on the talent. I try to take all of those on individual kind of merits and episodes and backgrounds. I mean, like a perfect example, Sonny, Tammy Sitch, you know, like the recent problem she has found herself in, we kind of saw that coming, you know what I mean? Like, moving on. But, you know, then you do run into something like Buff and it's just like, man, like, just figure it out, dude. Like, and maybe it's just the way that you felt about that talent while they were active, but I don't know, man. I try to handle all that stuff on a kind of case-by-case basis, and I don't really like to talk about it because I don't know these people and I don't know what they're going through. I mean, everything is very, very specific to that one individual, you know?
And Colin, well, how do you look at things when you see this happen?
8.5 years ago, I was in rehab for prescription narcotics. I've been good since. It was a rough road, so I get stuff happens. And the mental effect that it has on you personally when you have a relapse. So that's all I'm going to say on it. But Marcus, best wishes. I hope that you can figure it out because 8.5 years later, I'm in the best place of my life I could ever be. So I was on that kick for a hot while. So best wishes.
All right. And that's how we're going to end it. Best wishes to everybody out there. No problem is ever too big. Everybody could do something great in their life. Marcus, I wish you the best of luck. Remember, your mom is always watching after you, and I happen to know Buff's mom from back in the day. And
she's watching from a forklift.
I don't know. But his mother was a very nice lady, loved her, you know. And I know when she passed away, he had a tough time dealing with that. So we'll leave it at that. Best wishes to Buff Bagwell. Best wishes to Dallas Page for helping out your boy. Best wishes to all the people who take the time to help people out, because that's what life is about, helping people. And that's what we try to do here at the Big Vito Brand. And Mr. Jarro, Mr. Colin, thank you very much for joining me today. I hope this was an intriguing segment of the sit down. And Mr. Jarro, close the show.
Keep up with me across social media platforms at Not Jarro Cleaver. How do the people keep up with you?
At NoDQ, Colin Andrew.
All right. At the Big Vito Brand. Of course, twitch.tv. Find us over on YouTube. Like, subscribe, share the like. Hell, even send us super chats. I mean, I know Aaron Rift is all about the super chats. So send us some super chats. We like super chats too. We'll talk to you next week for a new edition of the Sit Down. For now, ladies and gentlemen and gumads, we're off like a prom dress. See ya.